Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Gerard Mayo after the game and his post-game availability asked about the soft comments. That was his response. I've never questioned this team's resilience. That's not what we asked you. We asked you if you still think the team's soft or not, but yep. He doesn't. And he did walk it back immediately, and he did say it starts with him, and I think that this was a very good step in the direction of getting past those comments and not really having to bring them up again, because fairness, you know, if we're keeping it funky here, there was a lot of backlash towards Gerard Mayo for those comments. Not so much in the locker room. In fact, the locker room responded positively to it. The locker room went out and scored a win in the over a division opponent who is in the middle of a terrible meltdown right now. That's fine. That notwithstanding, I still think that was a team that kicked your ass in the Meadowlands a couple weeks ago and was probably licking their chops to do it again. They needed a win as bad as you did, and you went out there and you were able to, with losing your starting quarterback, conduct a game-winning drive, and all that was great. But, man, you know, that whole thing, if they had lost again this week, and I don't know. I mean, if those comments were given the life to carry over into another week, that wouldn't have been a good thing for Gerard Mayo. It was already a bad thing for him. I think this did a lot to kind of move on from that.
It did, and now he won't get the praise or positive responses with the same kind of energy, probably. I wanted to pull up I mentioned it earlier. So 23 hours ago, J.J. Watt, said credit to Gerard Mayo. His Patriots team responded. And J.J. Watt was very critical of Gerard Mayo in the soft comments, just like Richard Sherman was, just like Bill Belichick was. There's been a lot of audio starting to peter out, flow out today from Bill Belichick, and I haven't heard, I was a little too harsh on Gerard last week. Looked like his team responded. I haven't seen any of that. Maybe it'll come. There's still time. He's got multiple podcasts to do. Maybe he and Lombardi will do it together Underdog. But Gerard, I think he understands it. He mentioned it this morning with the Greg Hill show. He's like, everybody's got an opinion, and they should. That's fine. I think he even said his mother has an opinion, or like somebody at the grocery store was giving him some sort of an opinion the other day.
Where is this grocery store? Because Bill talked about the grocery store a lot, too.
Well, everybody needs groceries.
He's in the grocery store. Everybody just starts talking to him. You know?
Wouldn't you?
Would I start talking to Bill Belichick at the grocery store? Probably not.
It depends how old you are.
Yeah. I don't talk to people in the grocery store.
I don't either.
Game planning in the frozen pizza section?
Like, if I see a friend of mine or something, I might go talk to him. If I see Gerard Mayo, he doesn't know who I am. What, am I going to go talk to Gerard Mayo?
If you're both, like, in front of the produce and like, hey, is this melon fresh? I don't know. You make small talk and then you say,
these melons fresh.
All right.
Sounds like the beginning of a porno right there, doesn't it?
Get creepy. And then maybe you throw in a, hey, you think your receivers could catch one of these bananas if I threw it at them or something? Like, I don't know, you throw some little snide remark. Everybody's going to comment, especially if you've seen him multiple times.
Maybe, you know, we just thought we'd keep bumping into each other there in the
program. I bet you he goes at a similar time every week.
Probably,
he's got a pretty tight schedule, so there's probably a certain time when he goes.
He's probably got a guy who does all the shopping for him.
Well, that's what I would think of this day and age.
Yeah.
Or at least do the curbside pickup where you order it and you just they put it in your trunk.
But then you don't get to be there with the
test the melons.
Exactly. You don't get to test the melons yourself, and also you don't get to be there with the people, which is really what it's all about. Speaking of the people, I have been ignoring the people.
Yeah,
all
what
day.
Are you doing?
I apologize. Let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937.
Host one,
Chris is in Holyoke. He has been waiting a very long time. Chris, go ahead. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, no worries. No worries. I ain't got nothing to do. I enjoyed listening
to the show. All right. Good to hear, Chris. What's up?
So at the beginning of the show, you guys did say, which I'm happy and I'm rooting. I'm happy we won. I'm rooting for Gerard. Now I got a brain fart. That you guys wanted him to win four or five games so they could kind of rub
it in. Bill and Patricia and all those chuckleheads. Yes, that's exactly what I'm rooting for. But you use
the word journeyman. Now, is that kind of insinuates that you think Mac Jones is better than Jacoby Brissett? Is he going to have an 8-year career? Which is a little bit wild.
No, Mac Jones.
Yeah. Not just Mac Jones. Is he even going to have a career that's similar or equivalent to Jacoby Brissett? Because you insinuated that what Bill had last year was better than what Gerard has this year.
Okay, fair enough. I think that and thanks for the call, and thanks for waiting. I do think that last year it was a team and an offense that was particularly dysfunctional. I think this year with Drake May, there's hope that it's going to be something better than that. And I think in the two games that May played in, it was better than that. It has been better than that. We all noticed it. It was better than the games with Brissett, and it was better than an entire season of Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi. I think we all agree with that, and it was only two games.
This is the best quarterback play you've gotten since probably Cam Newton, the first couple of weeks of the Cam Newton year.
Yeah. All right. Well, joining us right now here on the phones is Jonathan Jones. And Jonathan Jones is brought to you by, I just had it up. That would be Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Jonathan Jones, do we have you?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
It's going. How's it feel? Another win in the books. It's been a while since the last one. What was the mood like in the locker room after the game, and how is it like today? I know you have the day off, but it's got to feel good, right?
I'll tell you this. It's easier to talk to you guys after a win. the locker room was good. It was good. I think the feeling on the sideline just carried over into the locker room. Just the excitement from the team. Like I said, it was just a good win, a good feeling to get our second win in the season.
We've talked about it that from afar, for the fans, it seems like it's even better when it comes against the Jets. Do you still have that vibe, that feeling inside the locker room? Are the Jets still a rival, or is there a little different feeling when you beat the Jets?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you beat the Jets, you know, it's a good win, and much more in the community. You know, every time you beat the Jets, people, you know, walk up to you and say, man, thank you for beating the Jets. You know, we hate the Jets. So it's definitely always a New England favorite when we get a big win versus them.
Your coach, Gerard Mayo, took a lot of heat over the course of the week from outside the locker room, obviously, over the soft comments, even though he did walk him back. And we did talk to you about that last week, John. Do you think that this week and this performance you guys had Sunday is a good example of just how different things are inside the locker room versus the way people react to him outside? I mean, it seemed like you guys were playing pretty hard for him out there and that you responded positively to the comments that he had.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have the trust of your team, you can always give constructive criticism. And I think just guys wanted to prove, you know, not just him wrong, just prove ourselves right, that, you know, we know the team that we have. And just to put together a win, I think more than anything, guys came together, executed, you know, didn't make all the mistakes we've made in previous weeks that, you know, caused us to lose game and you know, the results were there.
I feel like every week I ask you a question about Christian Gonzalez and the matchup he's had against somebody and the impressive job he did. So I'm not going to do that. We all saw it. He did a great job against Devontae Adams, a Hall of Fame receiver. Tell me something I don't know about Christian Gonzalez, because we hear him on our midday show. Seems pretty quiet. Those guys got to ask him a lot of questions, and they don't get a lot of answers out of him. So I'm coming to you as veteran teammate. Tell me something about Christian Gonzalez the fans need to know.
Man, he's a worker. I mean, like I said, he's quiet, he's to himself, but at the same time, he has this energy and his presence about himself, this confidence in himself. And man, it's good to see it come out on Sundays, just because I know, you know, how hard he works and, you know, how everything, just just means a lot to him. And you could see that and just see him continuing to grow. And he plays with a chip on his shoulder. And I don't know if everyone sees that, but he definitely goes out there and exudes that on the game there.
Where is he in his development? Because I know you've said you think he's not going to be one of the best corners. He's going to be one of the best players in the National Football League. Where are we seeing 70%, 80%? Where is he in that evolution?
I can't give numbers, but I can definitely say this. He's just continuing to get better. And at this point, it's just repetition. And when a guy's early reps look like this, you just want to see him continue to get better and better and better. And it will. And that's all that's going to happen. He's going to continue to get better as long as he stays healthy. You know, the sky's the limit for him. You know, I've always seen that in him, and I'm excited to continue to see him grow.
Jonathan, without Kyle Duggar in the game, and obviously with Jabril going through his situation there, you guys shorthanded at the safety position. You were moving around out there, it looked like, sort of in different roles. How was it sort of trying to regroup around the guys that were missing?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the safeties that we had, I mean, they stepped up. Your coach came to me before the game and asked me, hey, be prepared to play some safety. I told you guys before, I'm always penciled in as a backup safety, backup everything. So willing to help, just whatever they ask of me, I'm always willing to do it. It adds excitement for me. And those guys, like I said, they stepped up for Doug not being there, Pep not being in. It was a good game for him.
You guys always talk about complimentary football. Your cornerback buddy, Marcus Jones, you get that stop, and then he has that punt return. From the outside looking in, it seemed like that changed the game, that was a pivotal play in the game. What was the energy in that situation?
Oh, man, momentum. At some point, teams are going to have to stop kicking him the ball because, he's electric with the ball in his hands and just a pure athlete. But that was definitely a moment in the game where just energy shifts. You gave the offense a short field, the sidelines, the stadium, just the energy. Energy is a big part of the game, and that play right there definitely brought us to our sideline.
You guys have, as a defensive unit, you're on the sideline while the offense is out there, and in certain games the time of possession has been swung in the other direction. As the season's gone on, have you noticed improvements on that with the offense? Can you sort of feel that when you're on the sidelines? Is that something you guys are conscious of?
You do. And I know, as a team, we always harp on, like you said, complimentary football. And so when those guys go out there, can hold on to the ball, not turn it over, get a couple first downs, it's not always about points, just being able to hold on to the ball and drive. It definitely helps us out as a defense, and they've definitely been doing a lot better job of that, and it helps.
Jonathan, unfortunate situation with Drake May on the slide. He gets hit in the head. He ends up having to come out of the game. And we've been talking. We asked Jacoby about it, and he said, they do try to protect us as quarterbacks. I wanted to flip sort of the script there and ask you about, as a defensive player, a sliding quarterback, a late sliding quarterback, you're trying to make a tackle. You don't want to get embarrassed by a guy who's a good athlete. Drake May's a big guy. He can run around you or over you. How do you handle that situation? Is that just a situation where sometimes – it's inevitable that these things are going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bang-bang play. And I know in replay they can always slow it down, to the millisecond. But, in real time, those are tough plays. Guys are flying around trying to make plays. And, the quarterbacks are good athletes running around, trying to extend the plays. And so sometimes it looks bad when you slow it down and replay. But, guys are just out there trying to make plays. I don't always think it comes with malice intent. So we try to keep that in mind. But as a defensive player, you're just out there, trying to give your best effort and, stop the offense from getting any more yards.
Do you think in general that NFL players try to take care of each other? Even though you guys are trying to hit and tackle and be physical, do you think in general players aren't looking to do anything above and beyond? Is it usually looking to take care of each other?
Yeah, it's a working agreement. I mean, as a defensive player, I want you hurting but not hurt, if that makes sense. I want you to feel my presence. I want you to know that, you're dealing with a physical team. You're dealing with physical players. But at the end of the day, you want guys to go back to their family. You want them to continue their career. So it's definitely not, with any intent to hurt guys, to end their career, give them injuries. But you definitely want your presence to be felt as a defender.
Jonathan, Josh Uche traded away today to Kansas City for a sixth-round pick. He was only on a one-year deal. You're on the last year of your deal. You're a veteran player on this team. Is the trade deadline something that's crossed your mind?
No, I mean, I've got some questions about it, but no. I go to work every day and just try to stay focused on what I can control. And, it's worked for me so far in my career, and that's what I'm continuing to do is just, just control the things that I can control and show up, every day ready to work.
I asked Jacoby Brissett this, and I just want to get another veteran idea. There are some people, including myself, I'll be honest with you, that have talked about draft picks, and this team needs as high a draft pick as possible, and maybe winning games isn't necessarily the best thing for the long-term future of the franchise. As a guy who puts his body on the line and a professional, does that annoy you when people like me say that? Do you understand it as part of the business and the game? How do you react to those types of comments and thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely understand it. You know, that's a big part of the fan side of it. You know, but as players, we're going out there to win. And, you know, as a team, there's not one team in the league that, you know, it's going to turn their season around from one player. You know, obviously guys coming in always helps, and there's free agency and there's the draft. But at the end of the day, you know, our job is to go out there and win games and just continue to get better. I think if you're playing for no one else, you're playing for yourself and for your family, for your teammates, you know, for the guys who've, you know, been there through the spring, the summer. And so, you know, we go out there and play for each other, if nothing else.
All right, Jonathan Jones, we'll leave it right there. Thanks for the time today, and good luck this weekend against the Titans.
Thank you, guys. You have a good one.
All right, that's Jonathan Jones joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Here's Stiz with what's trending, and then I promise we'll get back to the rest of your...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Phone calls.
That was the play that knocked Drake May out of the game. One of many runs he had in that first quarter. They were all positive, including the touchdown. But then that one, here comes Sherwood right over the top. And got him in the back of the head there. We were talking about concussions, the concussion protocol, how long we may see him out, if he'll play this weekend even. I think that's certainly on the table. It's hard to really know anything, but we'll continue discussing it because we've got a show to do today. So 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go.
Why are you giving out the phone number? You don't take calls.
I'm taking them right now. Ken is in the car with a thought on the concussion protocol. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi, how are you guys? I have experienced firsthand what the NFL is doing with concussions. I have a friend and high school teammate drafted by the San Diego Chargers in 1971, went to Syracuse, and he has just been put into a dementia unit. I've watched him progress little by little, worse by worse, and now he's at the point where he can't take care of himself. So I recently drilled down to see what the NFL is doing for people like him, and there's a there's a plan called the 88 plan. It was named after John Mackey, who wore 88. And Bruce Laird was one of the people behind it to get it going. And he played for the Colts for years. And I'm assuming he played him and Mackey. Laird's from Scituate, Ray White's from Weymouth. So this plan, if you have either dementia as an NFL player, Alzheimer's, ALS, or Parkinson's, they will give you up to $100,000 a year for your custodial fee, if you put into a unit or whatever, wherever you end up. Mm-hmm. And I just find that the amazing thing about this is his father went through the same thing. His father had dementia, and he didn't play a lot of contact sports. He played in high school, and Ray played like almost 7 years in the NFL. But I know more people that have dementia. I mean, they don't even recognize. They don't even say CTE in this custodial thing. They just say, you know, Parkinson's, ALS, Alzheimer's, and dementia. But it's kind of funny because I think it's a lot of times it's more hereditary.
Yeah,
than
the thanks
CTE
for the call.
Thing.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Absolutely. And I think that I understand the point you're making. If this guy was drafted in 71, I mean, you know, I'm sure playing middle linebacker and getting hit to the head, later on in life, this is a tale as old as time. I mean, we know this about all sorts of old football players. They have trouble moving around. Alzheimer's is a little tricky because you don't know if someone had Alzheimer's until after they're dead, you know, like it's one of those things. Dementia is something that a lot of people who never played any contact sports whatsoever end up with when they reach a certain age.
Yeah, I mean, so, I don't want to be insensitive,
right.
But the guy was drafted in 71, so he's in his 70s, right?
Yeah, I figured out who he was talking about. He was born in 1949, and, you know, that's a...
My mother had never played a lick of football, and she has brain issues.
Right.
Like, so, I mean... I think the
NFL is doing things for these people,
which is great.
Good thing.
They
right?
have a lot of money coming in, and then I do think sometimes they try to do the right thing. They don't always do the right thing. That's why they got in trouble in the first place.
Right.
Is because they were trying to avoid doing the right thing for a long period of time and kind of keep the cash cow rolling without admitting to some of the issues. But, I mean, this is a much bigger topic than we need to get into on a Patriots Monday.
Jules is in Maine. He has a thought
thanks
on
for the call.
Something similar. Go ahead, Jules.
I like stories. Hey, nice. That was a good interview, guys. Hey, I just want to bring up something that kind of hit me yesterday. Yes, this concussion protocol is wonderful. We'll put them in a tent, and then we'll say they can't play the rest of the day.
Yep.
And then they got to wait 1 or 2 weeks. What's going to happen when their star players, 2 weeks away from the playoffs, that all of a sudden took a hit like yesterday? And they want to go back and play. I know he took bigger hits in high school, but the NFL could say, oh, no, the protocol. You don't think the wise guys in Vegas are going to jump on that? I mean, that's going to affect. I mean, when I started gambling, you could get – well, I'm going to tell a story now. You could only bet on the score with parlays, or you could play an over and under.
Mm-hmm.
And if then they came out with the rule that the NFL had to have a –
Injury report. Yes, right. Thank you. Jules, thanks for the call. We know the history of injury reports.
Are you regretting calls?
A little bit, yeah. But I'd say that in general here, that is something that's going to factor in. That's the reason why they had that. Because the wise guys all had inside info from the teams and their friends who were coaches or whatever about who was injured and who wasn't and who was going to play and who wasn't going to play. So they got the lines ahead of time and they knew what was going to happen. And that's all gone now because they have to put out an injury report every day. You know, there's an injury report every day after practice and they have to tell you who's injured. And that's now part of the entire thing. And it's all because of gambling. We know that. It's the same reason why Musburger used to tell you what the weather was like when he'd come in from the, you know, when he'd come in from the studio there. Your live look right now here at this stadium.
Right.
It's to tell you what the weather is. You know, it's all for gambling. We know that. That's old news.
I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
I thought he was going down a different road of if this was the week before the Super Bowl, would they have kept Drake May out? Or like if Patrick Mahomes was dinged sliding in the Super Bowl. Are they really taking Patrick Mahomes out? And the Observer, I mean, we dealt with this here. Remember the Julian Edelman Seattle Super Bowl?
100%. He was knocked out, yeah.
Knocked and kept playing. And then there were these reports / discussions that post-game he was making comments like, I'm glad we beat the Rams, and like he didn't even know who they played. So there is still some gray area. And honestly, I don't know that that's a bad thing. It's like the Tua discussion. If Tua wants to play, if Patrick Mahomes wants to play, Who's to tell them they can't?
Well, you can put a guardrail in, like the protocol, and say that we're not going to let you go right back out there. You know, we're going to at least try and let you recover a little bit before we send you back out on the field, whether you want to play or not. That's a guardrail.
They're adults, right?
Right, but it is a guardrail. You can install guardrails.
Like, you know, an alcoholic can go to a bar and buy a drink, or like people that are, you know, or buy cigarettes. Somebody who already has lung cancer can go to a store and buy cigarettes, correct?
Sure.
Like, they're an adult.
Someone who got a DUI can't, you know, like, right, you know, so it's...
Right.
There's different things.
But I'm just like, if he wants to risk it, you know, there is some personal accountability there and freedom.
Yep.
Quite honestly. And then you take into account his team. And now you can talk about pressures and is a coach going to pressure him to go play? Now that's a separate scenario. But I think most of these guys, if you said you're in the Super Bowl, it's the third quarter, you just got hit in the head, you're exhibiting some signs of a concussion. Would you rather finish the game and deal with it later or leave the game? I'm going to say more than 50% would go back in the game.
Yeah, and the team will cover up for him.
Right.
And spotters will look the other way. I mean, that's just what will happen.
And that may be toxic masculinity. I don't know if it falls under that. Like, what's his name? Didn't Ronnie Lott cut the pinky off? And, like, these
allegedly,
various things.
Allegedly, yes, right, yeah.
Like, that's just the reality of...
Yeah, it's a little amputation, no big deal.
Right, that's just the reality. It matters to these guys, and when you get caught up in that world, that's how you think.
Yep. Matt is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey,
what's up, Matt?
So I know you guys do some interviews on Monday here, but here Jonathan Jones comes in. He does a fantastic interview every week. Talk about an undrafted guy. He comes to the Patriots. Great Patriot, great career. Everyone remembers what in 2018, that AFC Championship game when he had Tyreek Hill on lock. So shout out 31. He's a great player. I really like Jonathan Jones and listen to his interviews. I like him even more.
Cool.
So on the Patriots currently, and just one more thing. It was great when Belichick said in the Manning cast about the Jets owner, ready, fire, aim.
Yep.
That was a great burn on him because they really smell, and it is great to beat them yesterday. But we have our own problems, especially the wide receivers is why I called. You know, this might be a whole rework next year. I mean, I think Polk will get better, but I don't think there's much use for any of these other guys. I mean, Booty might be a 3 or 4 guy, but you just look at the Jets receivers now. They have Devontae. You know, they got good wide receivers, and you know they're still banged up. So this could be we need to get a free agent, big money free agent in the offseason, and start nailing draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the dream. That's the hope. This first draft outside of Drake May doesn't look like much. It doesn't look like you really got all that much.
It doesn't matter.
It does a little bit if you're talking about building a roster.
Rock,
if you're building a roster, which I feel like you didn't really have much of one coming into this year, if you're trying to build up the roster, then yes, these early
drafts
do matter,
Robinson?
I think. What about Laydon Robinson?
He might play.
He might. He didn't play yesterday. You know, he might play. We'll see. We'll see if any of these guys might
Jalen
play.
Jalen Polk is hurt. He wasn't benched.
Oh, yeah. Jalen Polk's been awesome this year.
No, I said he was hurt.
I know.
He wasn't benched.
I'm just saying. It doesn't look like you got much there with him either. Does
Drake
it?
May.
Drake May. Listen, that in terms of when you go back looking over the drafts, you could say, hey, that was the Drake May draft. Doesn't matter what else you did. But this isn't that kind of team. This isn't the kind of team where Drake May's coming on. There's all these building blocks and pillars in place
like
to go
Jets.
Forward. Like the Jets, fine. I mean, the Jets are run by a 40-year-old who's destroyed his brain with ayahuasca. You know, like, that's, can't count to 40 anymore or whatever the play clock is. Like, that's a different thing. What this team is, and they're both 2-6, so you're right about that, but this was a roster coming in here that you looked at and thought, okay, you're going to have to spend a ton of money in the offseason. They didn't really do that. They just re-signed their own guys. This draft is going to have to be really important. They're going to have to only draft offensive players, which they did. And outside of the one at the top, it doesn't really look like you hit on any of them.
No, but if he's what he looks like he is, I don't think you'll really be remembering it, honestly.
I know, but that doesn't make me feel great about their upcoming draft.
That's where I agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't care as much if you missed on these and like, I prefer you would have hit on some of those. Absolutely.
Sure. We all would, yeah.
But it's not that they're not good. It's that I now wonder, are you the person I want making the next set of really important picks, which you can't miss again. Everybody has bad drafts, and if you draft a Hall of Famer or an All-Pro, that's a good draft,
yep.
In my opinion. Even if it's just the one, that was a good draft. This time, I'm going to need a little bit more than that because one of them has to be more than just the one guy up top, right? Because then the timeline doesn't work. Because then by the time you finally fill out the roster, well, now Gonzalez needs to be paid, and then May needs to be paid, and now the money's not fitting. And
right.
Like, you need to do something in a more expedited.
Right now, those are the only two guys that deserve to get paid. So
yeah.
It might be easier than you think.
Yeah, but next spring, if they hit on it,
right,
you can, that maybe that's, if you can hit a couple free agents, let's just say 3 and 3. If you add 6 players that you feel really good about next spring, 3 in free agency and 3 in the draft, that's, you just took a jump up.
That could be a franchise transforming offseason.
Right. Yes, in addition absolutely. To Barmore and Gonzalez and May yep. and these other guys that you have. Now all of a sudden maybe we're looking at it. Because you just said it. I'm half joking, but I'm not really joking. If Drake May was the quarterback of the Jets, I think they're an absolute playoff contender and maybe a Super Bowl contender. You're going to tell me he couldn't make plays to Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall and, like, oh my, like, that's a lot of talent around him.
Absolutely.
The way he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
If he rolling out and Devontae Adams is the one doing the scramble drill and getting open down the field, not Tyquan Thornton.
It's the Jets, though. They'd figured out a way to screw him up.
I'm starting to actually believe that.
There would be something that happened that would just be like, ah, well, you know, Drake May, he's a Jet. You know, this is what's going
to
happen here.
I don't believe I've ever done this before. I don't believe I've ever apologized to you people.
Mm-hmm.
But you people were right. When you people told me this offseason the Jets are going to Jets no
yep.
matter what, the Jets have absolutely Jets. You people were right.
They are
I
Jets
apologize.
All over the place.
I'll never doubt you when it comes to the Jets again. Everything else you people say, I'll ignore.
All right, let's go to Ray and Revere. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, guys, listen, I think Drake May was the best player on the field yesterday. When he left the field, the game had no entertainment value. And, Andy, I don't agree with you. You can't get just the third pick in the draft right and blow the rest of the draft. That's not the way you build teams in the NFL. And, you know, for that matter, guys, there are other teams that took very different approaches. And, you know, if we're setting this thing up to say, well, you know, if they get it right next year and hit on a few guys in free agency, my question is, why didn't they do it this year? Okay? And frankly, guys, I actually think Robert Kraft should call the networks and have them stop putting him in the middle of these broadcasts. Because if that product is inexcusably bad, and he owns it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got to be out there.
I kind of agree.
But
I think I would want them to stop.
Stop putting me on camera?
Like, it made a lot of sense for, like, 20 years. But now there is, and he's aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
He's always aware. There's a pretty negative sentiment about his leadership and the decisions he's made and the dynasty, all the layers to it, right? Even up until recently, the comments to the Breakfast Club. I think we could be like, maybe we go a couple games without showing me. Right, this week he actually had the boost. He had the legend of Adam Vinatieri sitting next to him. But it turned into shots because people were like, is he not using the phone books he used to sit on anymore, the high throne seat that he – maybe just step up – because they don't do it to everybody, do they?
Every owner?
I don't feel like they do.
I don't think so.
Do they put Clark Hunt every time?
I don't, they show Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
they're not showing the owner. They have this celebrity girlfriend there that they show.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, they show Jerry. I feel like they show Woody Johnson in Jets games. They cut to him, didn't they?
So maybe they do
every
owner.
They cut to him, but Kraft is also much more
Steve Bisciotti.
Visible.
Do they do Steve Bisciotti every game?
Kraft is much more visible than most of the other owners in the league, I would say.
Aren't they all sitting in luxury boxes?
Yeah, they are, but Robert Kraft's like out there doing other things. Like Robert Kraft, I feel like, is a much more visible owner than, say, Shad Khan or pretty much anybody other than Jerry. I think that he puts himself out there with his production company and sort of all this other stuff. It revolves around him. He's in the documentaries. He's always in front of the camera. Like, he's much more visible than these other people.
The dynasty, though, is a big part of that.
Right, but that still has catapulted him into the spotlight.
My guess is, like, Clark Hunt, when they start doing the retroactive, you know, reliving of the Andy Reid, mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes era, will be behind the camera a lot and in front of the camera a lot, like being seen, right?
Yeah, probably.
Because
he's
part of the story. Now, maybe not as big a part of the story. I don't know what he'll do. I kind of agree with Ray. If I were Robert Kraft, I might send a little, because he's on the TV committee. He knows everybody.
Yep.
Maybe just email the producer and be like, you know what? Why don't we take a couple weeks off? See where things go before we put me back on
camera.
Maybe.
I also don't expect him to be like, hey, I want less screen time. I want people to see less of this.
What does he need screen time for?
Because he likes to be out there, I think. I think that's important to him.
What do you get out of it? He's got like $8 billion, $11 billion it's
hey,
up to or something.
I know. Am I wrong? You think he doesn't like being on TV?
No, I think he does.
I think he does, too.
But right
and
now,
I don't think he's going to call the league and say, hey, stop putting me on TV. I just don't think that's in his nature.
I think I would.
Well, okay. You get a call up there to the Glazer and the Hammer and see if they can get a
although he looks good. If you just want to go by looks.
He looks fantastic.
He looks tremendous.
He really does.
I would like to look that good when what is he, 83?
Early 80s, yeah.
Early 80s. Early if 80s. I am looking and moving like that, I will be very happy, but I think I'll probably have been dead for 10 years.
All right, well, you know.
Fingers crossed. No, I'm just kidding.
That's hurtful.
That
all
was,
I said
that
is
was
your
me.
Brain.
I'm sorry, that was me.
Your brain should go to be studied because you have had a bunch of concussions.
I have. Yes.
I didn't wish when. I didn't say I hope it gets studied very soon.
That's true. You didn't. I don't know. You teed it up for me. I couldn't let it go.
Wow.
Steve is in Fall River before the break. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. When I sat across from their box in the stadium, mm-hmm. in the club seats, this was that they had a lot of night games, remember, in the 2000s.
I certainly remember that, yes.
Theirs was the only box that was lit. And you could see what? In. And I remember saying to a friend of mine, I said, look,
everybody else was sitting in the dark, Steve? What are you talking about? All the other boxes weren't lit?
Everybody else was in the dark, and you could see into their box.
I don't think that's true.
Like, look at me. And I said, look, it's the Last Supper. Anyway, Drake May's the youngest quarterback in the league. And he's not as big as Josh Allen. And guess what? He's not a Josh Allen because he wouldn't have a concussion if he was. Josh Allen is an inch taller and 15 pounds heavier. So was.
Wait, did you just say he wouldn't have a concussion if he was Josh Allen? How does that make any sense?
Right. Because Josh Allen's indestructible and this guy's not.
Josh Allen's had concussions before.
Like, what are you talking about?
I remember Josh Allen got hit so hard they brought him to the sideline with smelling salts, and they still took him out of the game. He's gotten hit before. Come on.
Here's the deal.
He's bigger and stronger than Drake May. I agree with you, but he gets hit.
Okay, but Drake May is young. Drake May needs to – he would have benefited. And you guys are fluffing off this concussion, considering it's the same day that the other guy in our division came back from his third concussion. Yeah. I wish he had a shoulder problem. I wish he had a twisted ankle. I don't want to hear about a concussion. And guess what? Brady wasn't ready to play in 2000. Of course he wasn't going to break the lineup. He made big strides in the weight room, in a professional workout program. And in the end, that probably would have been better for Drake May. It's a very bad thing that he had a concussion. It's not a good thing. And he's not Josh Allen. He's not a poor man's Josh Allen.
All right, thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We know. Can you imagine spending all that money on a suite?
And doesn't it come with lights?
You got to sit there in the dark.
Aaron Rodgers would like it.
We turn the light on, guys? No, sorry. Only the owner's box gets lights.
You got to embrace the darkness.
Also, there's no running water. There's no food. There's no chairs.
Nope.
Nothing. I'm just, it's a lot of money, but we can't afford it. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, Jacoby Brissett. Are we okay with him potentially starting another game here? And what's wrong with those New York Jets? We'll get to that next. That was Jacoby Brissett with us earlier today. What?
He did not do the hard part.
No.
You threw a great ball and got absolutely mollywopped.
Yeah.
It's my favorite word lately.
Which you didn't even see it coming, even though the guy ran literally from the safety position right up in his face and got there. But, hey, he delivered that ball. It was his best throw of the year, I'd say. And nice play in general for by the way. Who was that doing play-by-play? It was Archuleta, and who was the play-by-play guy?
I don't know.
The way he kept saying booty.
Yeah, it annoys me.
What
a lot of
hell?
People do.
Why was he saying it like that?
Because I think people are afraid to say booty. They think they're saying it wrong.
They're scared of the
booty
is what they're saying.
Right. Yes. And they don't want to be like in memes or made fun of, so they say it in a way that actually makes them worthy of being made fun of.
Like he's saying boutique.
It's booty.
Booty.
It's the
nice
okay.
play-by-booty, not booty.
Just like B-O-T-T-Y. I mean, O-O-T-T-Y.
B-O-O-T-T-Y.
That guy, remember the LSU guy? The other LSU guy. Josh David Booty something.
He was USC.
No, I thought there was an LSU Booty.
USC was John David Booty. He was a quarterback.
I think there's another one from LSU.
Maybe there's another Booty. I don't know.
This Booty. I liked Booty.
Just came to me.
Yeah.
Where does Booty rank in the most exciting Patriots this year? Short season. You're at halfway, and there's not a lot of options.
On
obviously.
Offense?
No. On the team. Like, we got all excited about
Drake May. Top five?
I feel like he's a top five player on this team.
I think it goes May, Gonzalez, Henry, then maybe Booty, and then Douglas. I think, yeah, he's top five. He's right there. And Henry, I only say, is exciting because you know he's going to catch the ball when they throw it to him.
And he's had a couple, like,
and he's had
catch and runs
and
a couple big games. Like, I actually think you could argue he might be their offensive MVP on the totality of the season. There's no real downside to anything
he's
done.
Yeah.
He's been pretty consistent. But my point is, Booty's a little bit in the crosshairs because stepped in it verbally last week. Then he had the drops this week. I will give him credit. He focused more on his drops post-game than he did on his catches.
It's true.
I liked that. That's maturity and an evolution. But
you know, we were talking about it earlier, saying, I don't know if I want any of these receivers. Rah, 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 rah. Like, he's a top five player on this team right now.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean I necessarily want him back next year if you can upgrade.
Just saying, he's been fun to watch a little bit.
Yeah, I'd agree with
that. How many guys have had multiple fun games on this team? Not all that many.
There's not really that many, but if you're talking about exciting players, like, I take Vidarian Lowe over him. He's not exciting over Kayshon Booty. If we're talking about keeping one guy going forward, I'd take the tackle, you know?
You like him at Lowe more than I do.
I think I like him more than I like Booty, yeah.
What?
Booty. Sorry. I like him more than I like Booty.
You don't like Booty? Yeah, I don't know. Vidarian Lowe, I know he's been fine. He's been better. I think he is the perfect example of a guy that some of the others were so bad that just not being a train wreck elevates what people think about him. Whereas Booty, he's made plays.
He has.
Legit. I don't care if you put Devontae Adams on his jersey. He's catching passes down the field from Drake May in the end zone. He's got an in cut that he makes a catch and makes a play to win a football game. He's making, you know, on a per opportunity basis prior to yesterday, where there were a few more opportunities and you didn't really cash in on him, he's been a pretty productive guy. I
agree with that. And I think making a play, you know, a play or two every couple games is valuable. It's not like there's no value to
especially for a crappy football team.
Yeah, but I mean, part of the reason why they're so crappy is because he's the most exciting wide receiver that they have. I mean, could you agree with that?
But I think his point was, and the whole bitching thing, is I'm the most exciting wide receiver you have, so give me the damn ball.
Yeah.
You don't have anybody better. Maybe if you give me the ball six times a game, I'll make six plays, not just one time a game for one play.
Well, six targets, he got three catches, he dropped three balls, and that's what happened. So
Ouch, there you go.
He dropped two. I don't know what the other miss was. Oh, I do know. It was in the first. It was the first throw that May threw. His first pass. They went run, run, pass, and he overthrew Booty,
oh, yeah.
And that was the one incompletion. He dropped the other two, and that was the
guys
day that
drops.
He ended up happening. Well, on this team, they all do.
Yeah.
On this team, they all have drops all the time.
Your guy, Cooper, Amari Cooper, had like 50% drop rate.
He had a couple of drops, sure. A little better than I think these guys. But either way, you're right about that. Josh Uche was traded today. Earlier today, and Bill Belichick felt a type of way about it. He was on with Pat McAfee, and he was surprised that Uche only fetched a sixth-round pick. I'm surprised that they were able to get a sixth-round pick for Uche. I thought that was a decent return. I was expecting a conditional seventh or just, you know, just take the guy and get him out of here. Another set. They already have, like, I think the Patriots have, like, three or four seventh-round picks this year. But they end up getting a sixth. I think that's, you know, that's a pretty good return for him.
I do, too. I would. I think, Bill, you always have to, based on the sampling we've seen through 8 weeks, 7 weeks, whatever this is now, you have to look at the angles from which Bill says things, the ulterior motives. Oh, who drafted Uche? Who thinks he's blah, 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 blah. Should have got more. Like, also, his trading for people when, you know, we talked about it when the Devontae Adams trade. Oh, they're asking for a second. And he's like, that's ridiculous. You're not going to get a second for him. And now he's like, Josh Uche, you got a six. Ah, you didn't give up anything to get him. His trade evaluations are a little weird, and I think they have angles to them. And this might just be simply that I drafted the player. I think he's a pretty – because he second-round pick, right?
Yep.
Uche. So you draft him in the second round. He's a double-digit sack guy. I will say he let some truth seep in when he said, you know, double-digit sacks a couple years ago. Now, opposite, Judon. He rode Judon's coattails to that production.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he did. And I said it earlier. He may ride Chris Jones's coattails to production and some of the other guys on that defense. Don't they have the, who's the other guy? Karloftis?
Yes, George Karloftis.
Like, they got a couple other guys that I think will make some plays, and he may just get unblocked or get, you know, fortuitous opportunities to rush. So, no, I was very happy with the return on that. Has he done anything this year?
He had one sack in the Seattle game, I want to say.
And didn't he get a bad penalty after? Remember, didn't
Maybe,
he?
Maybe, yeah.
Or no, he had the penalty first. I believe he got a key roughing the passer call. Then he got the sack, and he was, like, flexing in a losing effort
or
something.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
And then he had bad missed tackles in one of those games where he could have made tackles in the backfield, and he kept missing them.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's been a net negative for this team this year.
He's not been good at setting the edge. I noticed that.
No.
I mean, he's one of the reasons why no quarterback's been able to – or they've not been able to contain any of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, he has not been very impressive for me. Like, if those two that came in together – didn't Jennings and Uche came in together?
Jennings, Uche, and Duggar, all three of them did.
Jennings is much better.
Yeah.
And obviously Duggar's better.
They were all the same draft, and that was a draft they didn't have a first-round pick in.
I just want to keep calling him Paper Uche.
Well, call him a Kansas City Chief now. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We will return with a redemptive victory for Jerod Mayo, for Alex Van Pelt. Maybe there's a better handle on this locker room than we thought. And is this team playing with a little bit of pride now after their second win of the season? We'll get to all that next.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app